Raising New York's minimum wage to $15 an hour would be a real boon to immigrant workers, according to a new report. The Fiscal Policy Institute says that minimum wage workers would see their annual income increase by almost $5,000 a year, according to David Disregard-Kallick, director of the Institute's Immigrant Research Initiative. That would affect some 3.2 million New Yorkers.
That's 36% of all workers in the state, but 43% of immigrants. So 1.1 million immigrants would get a raise if we go through with this groundbreaking and exciting proposal.
The report says on average, minimum wage immigrants' workers' pay accounts for more than half of their family's total income. Opponents of the proposed increase say it would hurt small business and cause a loss of jobs. But Kallick notes that 30% of immigrants currently receiving minimum wage are the sole earners in their families.
As people's wages go up, that also lifts families out of poverty, helps them to have a better footing. You would expect their kids to do better in school, have a better chance of going to college.
And Kallick says the research indicates that small neighborhood businesses would benefit by raising the wages of the lowest paid workers.
They're more likely to be spending it on food and groceries and local stores. And so we actually expect not a problem for local businesses, but a gain for small businesses and communities around the state.
Governor Cuomo's proposal would raise the minimum wage for all New Yorkers to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.